This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Today we're discussing college, college education, and I was talking about the race card, and I'm not talking about Bill Cosby. I'm not talking about the national disgrace. I'm not talking about the trial. I'm not talking about how much it costs to bribe a single juror to drive a mistrial. I'm not talking about Bill Cosby's $400 million reported net worth. I'm not talking about that. What I am talking about is the race card. And when I went to an institution of higher learning in the late 70s, when I went for my master's degree, I was handed a card, kind of like a postcard, a little larger than the small postcard size, but a little larger than that. And it had some words on it. And I was asked to check the box that most described me. And there were check places for words like Black, Native American, Asian, Hispanic, Other. Let me say that again. Black, Native American, Asian, Hispanic, Other. And there's something about Pacific Islander in there, too. I don't remember the exact verbiage. And that was the card that everyone in our class on day one at the university was given, and we were asked to put the check mark that most described us. And then we were asked to turn them in. Rich Eben, did you get a card like that?
Oh, I got way worse than that. But I'll tell you, I always try to concentrate on ideas and solutions. So I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah.
The question is,
they were measuring, they were trying to measure how many of each of those categories of, we call them races if we want, were in those classes. That's what they were trying to measure, I think.
Yeah, well, this
and
is,
we were told we had to turn them in.
Yeah, this is part of the politically correct playbook for the elites, the template, which I've talked about before, the blueprint for our destruction. Group identity politics is the home run pitch, if you will, for the powers that be. And what they want to purposely do is create reasons why we have to have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability so they can have unaccountable governing everything from printing money from the Federal Reserve to anything that they want. So they force the system to lower the bars of standards and expectations. And it's not meant to create synergy. It's meant to, again, distract them down and divide. Insult the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people who are shoved into these groups with lower bars of standards and expectations. And then you degrade and disrespect each of those groups, including your own country, because things like innovation, productivity, knowledge, everything that made us great is being thrown out the window with the baby and the bathwater. And that's why I prefaced before the break some of the things I wanted to say about college. It's part of a system. And if I had to pick three main objectives of college today, it would be social indoctrination, creating debt slaves, and enforcing the status quo, which I like to call an incognito caste system. Just like the Federal Reserve's three main objectives is to keep the banks going, Wall Street and the stock market, and to feather the nest of the wealthy. So going back to college, I really feel that 90% of the degrees are close to worthless because of the loss of time leverage that one has to pay back their school, which means they can't get equity and put principal in their pocket from whatever house or land that they buy because they have to rent. So they're in the system more than more of a debt slave or servitude because debt is slavery. So that time leverage loss for 90% of the students who aren't getting a bang for their buck because the standards and expectations has been so lowered under all these subsets and guise and veils of political correctness, it's made a loss of diminishing returns. Everything has a loss of diminishing returns, whether it be printing money, whether it be college. If we keep lowering the bars of standards and expectations and giving X a pass, if you will, to certain people because they come from a certain amount of wealth or a certain skin pigmentation or sex, religion, gender, ideology, generation. That's why half the questions on mainstream media is all race baiting, gender baiting, sex baiting, religion baiting, ideology baiting. This is their plan of action, group identity politics to divide us. In fact, let me talk about some of the social indoctrinations since I mentioned that. I'm going to just give a few examples. And this is going to sound like the comedy satire section of the show, but I swear to God, this is all true. Okay? First, Purdue University. Pro-lifers who believe fetuses are human is that, quote, but naked body of a child is child porn, unquote. Clemson University. Expecting certain people to be on time is racist. Not making this stuff up, folks. Can't make this up. University of California has chill zones with mats and beanbag chairs for naps. University of Michigan, because of Trump derangement syndrome, has enlisted services of psychologists to put in a room full of Play-Doh and bubbles. University of Arkansas, eliminate C grades and start grades at B-minus level. Several universities around the country are saying American flags are a symbol of hate. Certain college students in certain universities are saying that they're intimidated by masculine wood paneling. Universities are now hiring social justice warriors to tattletale on other students' speech. Folks, you won't hear this stuff in the mainstream media. That's why when you go on late night shows or any type of entertainment, they love satire. They love banter. They love derogatory against conservative thinkers. They want to teach people how to yell, scream, and chant. And that's one of the reasons I've mentioned the Lewis and Clark analogy. When Lewis and Clark came out and they came to the Pacific Ocean, they literally asked all the people, everybody had a vote, including York the black slave and Sacagawea, the female Indian. They all not only had a vote on where they wanted to camp for the winter, but they asked them why. See, now, instead of having debate and comment and intelligent communication, they are teaching today's kids to yell, scream, and chant instead of saying, why should we camp here? Why should we do that? Why should we feel that way? They're lowering the bars of standards and expectations purposely to dumb down today's students. So if you want to pay for that, I'd really think twice because we are not controlling our own destiny. And who do you think, when you look at the biggest schools in the nation, who do you think the highest paid faculty members are in the nation, in all colleges? It's the head football coach. Distract, dumb down, and divide. Now, everybody loves entertainment. I do too. I enjoy a good NFL game once in a while. However, when the top highest paid person on faculty is a football coach in almost every big school, that should tell you something, folks. Vince?
Well, you know, I was thinking it should be more like the chair of the physics department, the chair of the chemistry department, the chair of biology, the chair of mathematics. I'm talking about the hard sciences. You would think that, you know, those positions would be the highest paid because they're the most difficult. The chair of electrical engineering, you know, astrophysics, right? Isn't that what you'd think? And then,
yeah, but
you know,
common
moving on,
logic has been hijacked.
moving on down, maybe the chair of, you know, toward the bottom would be psychology. The chair of sociology, you know, moving on down, way down. I don't get it. But I can tell you this. When we have dinner and lunch here at the farmhouse, we all get together, we sit around the table, and we discuss the things that we've done so far today. We discuss the things that we plan to do today, the projects that are in process, what the status of them is, who needs help on them, who needs, you know, help right now, who needs help this afternoon, who needs help this evening, who needs help tomorrow in the next few days. We plan out what we're doing, and we discuss the best way to do things. And that's what you were talking about, kind of like Lewis and Clark. Why we should do it that way, what the best approach is, the best use of our resources, so that we don't waste time, energy, and money. And then we do the same thing at dinner time. And then we do the same thing tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. That's kind of what life is like here. It's kind of like it's a business, believe it or not. It's a family business, and we're all trying to be successful for the family. If we are successful, we'll get to live another day. And maybe another day after that, and maybe another day. If we make too many mistakes, and if we all decide the heck with it, we're just going to put our feet up, eat bonbons if we could afford them, and watch TV, the whole thing would collapse. But nobody here is interested in watching it collapse, nor participating in that. Everybody's working, including the animals. You know, Rich, I wanted to share this. I don't know how to do it, but yesterday, at the end of the day, we decided just before the sun went down to go and check one of the fields. And it was, maybe an eighth of a mile walk. So we started walking, and there were two dogs outside who were on patrol all the time. We said, you know, come on over, and they joined us. And then our cat, I called our cat, his name is Red. He's a black cat, and we call him Red. So I said, hey, Red, come on, Red. So Red joined us. So now it's our son and Mrs. Finelli and I and two dogs and the cat. We all went for this one-eighth of a mile each way walk, you know, to check the field. And it was really kind of nice. So even the cat understands that he is part of the team. The dogs, of course, understand that. But that's the way it should be. It should be like that in every house. Don't you think?
Absolutely. We're all losing our balance in life.
All pulling in the same direction. All hands on deck. Everybody participating at his or her fullest capacity to be successful. And we're encouraging that. We come back, Richie, and I'd like to talk about a couple of our son's friends. They went to college with him, and let's talk about what happened to them. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt debt relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Sheban's with us. OffGridMontana.com. OffGridMontana.com. Rich, one of our children attended a university that's very difficult to get into. And please don't consider this bragging. It is not. The university is very, very concerned about character. Character is extremely important to this particular university, more important than grades. And if you want to attend this university, you have to demonstrate that you are willing to work really, really hard. And I'm not exaggerating. As a matter of fact, in order to stay in the university, there are several things that you have to not do. For example, if you get a tattoo and it's visible, you're out. If you're caught using drugs, you're out. If you're caught using alcohol, you're out. If you go to a bar off campus and you're seen, you're out. If you don't do certain things that the university wants you to do, you're out. I mean, it is extremely difficult to stay in this particular university. So it's not only grades. It is character. It is how you present yourself, how you carry yourself. So I got a chance to spend some time with our child's friends. And those friends have been here at the farm. And Rich, you've met some of them. They were at the last Get Prepared Expo we had, and the one before that. So some of our friends, college age friends, helped us at the expo. And so, what are they doing now? Well, they've all graduated. They've all made it through through 4 years of very strict supervision at the university level. They all performed in their classes sufficiently to graduate. And one of them is driving a bulldozer. He has a four-year degree, and he's operating a bulldozer. Another one is driving nails as a carpenter. And so when you ask yourself, is college worth it? Now, I guess the question is, how much did it cost, and what are you going to do with it? Now, in my case, my education at the undergraduate level was about $10,000, 4 years of time. And what have I done with finance and economics? Well, did I work on Wall Street? No. Did I work at a bank? Yes. But did I use the finance and economics training specifically for banking? Not exactly. I designed computer systems, but I wasn't trained for that. I wasn't trained at the university level to design computer systems. I learned how to do that mostly on my own. So, my thoughts, I think that what a sheepskin does is it helps you get in the door. And after that, you're really going to have to prove that you should have been let in the door for that interview. Do you have thoughts on that, Rich Sheban?
Well, I go back to a little finance and economics myself here. We've exported inflation to low-cost producing countries for the last 10 to 15 years heavily. So a lot of our good jobs have left America. And American companies can't afford American labor because you tell a joke in the hallway, you compliment somebody on their physical high standards, you say something that's considered off color, whatever the heck that may be. Anybody, depending on what group they come from, whether it be protectionist group status, victim group status, whatever, they can say something, and human resources come out of the woodwork, attorneys come out of the woodwork, and if you don't have a certain hierarchy in the victim group or protectionist group status, you can't even sue. In other words, you have no restitutional rights. So it all depends on what group you come from today in lieu of what built America like hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, Ben.
Let me see if I've got this right. So it's not so much what you know, it's what status you bring to the table. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Today I've got your. Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, I don't want to say that a college education is not a good thing. But the question is, how does one pay for this? Let me give you an example. So I just did a little research during the break about what does it cost to go to college. So for a public 2-year college education, that's if you live in the district. Now this is the average published yearly tuition and fees. So for 2 years, how much is it? Well, it would be $3,400, actually $3,440 per year. Now, if you spent 2 years there, that'd be $7,000. That's a community college. Now, you don't live at a community college, so there's no room and board. There would be just kind of like tuition and fees. If you went to a public four-year college and you were in-state, that would be the lowest cost. If you're in-state at a public institution, it would be $9,400 a year. 4 years would be $38,000. If you went to a public four-year college and you were out-of-state, it would be a lot more expensive. It would be $23,890 or $96,000 for that four-year degree. And if you went to a private four-year college, the cost per year is over $32,000 or about $130,000 for 4 years. So I'm getting different numbers, but the bottom line is a four-year private education or a four-year public education, if you're out of state, is going to be $100,000 or more. And the question is the return on investment. Will you get a return on investment? Now, I believe that having that sheepskin got me in the door. I really believe that. I believe that that's a barrier to entry. You know, when you apply, they want to know, do you have a degree? Now, when I got my degree, no one ever asked me about my grade point average. Never did that come up. Never. I don't know if that's the case today, but it never came up. When they learned and verified that I had a BS degree in finance and economics and that I had a master's in business administration, and they were able to verify that, that was enough about my education. Then they wanted to know what in the heck I could do, what practical things I could do, how they could get the investment that they would be making in me through salary and benefits, whatever that might be, you know, the desk and the calculator, whatever accoutrements I might have in that cubicle or that office, whatever they provided for me, the overhead lighting and the cooling and all that, how they would get more return from hiring me than not hiring me. That's what it's all about. Can they make money on Vinny? And that was the equation. And if they thought they could make money on Vinny, actually make more money on Vinny than the other candidates that might be applying for the same position, then they would select Vinny. But if they thought that the other guys or the other gal might be a better choice and they might do better with that person, then Vinny would not get selected. And that's kind of how it works. But I believe that at the time that the college degrees or the college degree was the way to get my resume reviewed for consideration. Rich, your thoughts on that?
Well, I really believe the powers that be do not want capitalism. They don't want crony capitalism. They want what I mentioned earlier, socialism, communism, totalitarianism, dictatorships. They want to dumb down the people and mostly distract and divide the people into groups. And that's one of the reasons why America has been rewarding mediocrity for so long, and is destroying America in the realm of ingenuity, productivity, and innovation. A quote from John D. Rockefeller says it all: competition is sin. So why go to school when there's 1,000 subsets of veils and disguises under the category of political correctness? Look, if you recall, just a half an hour ago when I talked about some of the, I call it the comedy satire period, but social indoctrinations that the people are doing, and that includes getting rid of free speech. When you can't express yourself, when you can't use objective facts, when you have to use subjective emotional opinion, have the different rules, laws, and accountability for different people depending on what group they come from, I don't believe that college is the answer, because the system is making it an industry so there can be debt and servitude. Let me give you an example of what America is like today, folks. Let's say I call this my high jumper analogy. Have I ever mentioned this to you, Vince?
No.
Let's say I'm an employer and I'm looking to hire people to be the best high jumpers. Let's say I'm talking to a group of 500 people, 500 candidates. They wanted to be considered for this one job opening I have as a high jumper. So I raise the bar of standards to 6 feet high. well, maybe 1% of the people or five people can climb that bar. So I do a final interview for the last five people. I ask them about their workout ethic. I ask them about their diet. Can they keep their weight down? How often do you work out to be this great high jumper? What kind of, you know, how long do you work out for? You know, all the pertinent questions that would be of high standards and expectations to be a great high jumper. Well, this is the way America was. Now, this is the way America is. There's 500 people in the room, and I'm trying to qualify people through hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications for this job to be this high jumper. And now, because of government regulations, political correctness, terms that have been hijacked by definition, like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, now the system, the law, says you can't do it the way it used to be done. You got to lower the bars of standards and expectations. So instead of having the bar at 6 feet, now we've just lowered the bar to 6 inches. So now 5 or 1% of the people don't climb the bar, but 99% do. So how do you interview 495 people with workout ethic, with keeping the weight off, with your diet, with high standards that's going to make that person be the best high jumper? You can't do it. So the law says, instead of doing that, this is how you have to weed out the people. It's got to be through race or skin pigmentation or gender or sexual orientation or religion or ideology. And we've lowered the bars of standards and expectations. When I put this on a chart, wealth on one axis, doing X and Y axis, and the population on the other, I promise you people, the poor and middle class have melded together. And that's why you always hear me talk about the bottom 93%, because it's the poor / middle class now. All this lowering of the bars of standards and expectations hasn't made prosperity, equality, fairness, and diversity for the people. This is all BS, politically correct buzzwords, again, hijacked by definition to use it as a tool to divide us. What this has done is created the biggest inequities between the elite and the serfs, and that's what it was maintained to do. So if you're a proponent of affirmative action, of quotas, of all this politically correct buzzwords, what they're really doing when they lower the bars of standards and have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability via group identity politics, they're just insulting your work ethic, ability, and intelligence and degrading and disrespecting not just each of these groups that at least say you can't compete, that your work is suboptimal, but they are destroying everything that built America by rewarding mediocrity, like ingenuity, productivity, and innovation. We have to raise the bars of standards and expectations. We have to be Americans and not be identified by what group we're in, because that's what the globalists love. They want people who are socially indoctrinated to this ideology. And that's why the mainstream media is out there. That's why they race bait and sex bait and gender bait and sexual orientation bait and religion bait and ideology bait. These people are bought and paid for to sway public opinion. Fake news is a compliment. They're bought and paid for. That's really what it's all about. And this is why when I say standing for principle, I say three main things. We have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody in American soil. The word truth should matter. In other words, you have to have the guts to be willing to be hated for telling the truth versus wanting to be liked for blowing smoke up someone's keister. And third, if somebody does it and you aren't allowed to because of what group you're in, that is should be against the law. And it's kind of like when these people, whether it be Black Lives Matter, Antifa, or any of these groups that are bought and paid for by the George Soros and the elites, and they say you can't have free speech, but how are they doing it? They're yelling at you. They're screaming at you. They're chanting at you. They're intimidating and threatening you and even using violence. See, they're not practicing what they preach. And this is why I practice what you preach laws, which I've mentioned on many a radio show over the last several years, should be implemented, Vince.
You know, the word equal opportunity is meant to be treating employees and others without bias without discrimination or bias of sex, race, or age. But I remember, and I support that. I support equal opportunity based on qualifications, knowledge, and so forth, the characteristics that make up a good candidate. When I was at one of the banks back in the 80s, I learned of a term called, and you mentioned it, affirmative action. And I went down to human research. They call themselves human resources. But I went down to human research and I said, so tell me, what actually is this? You keep talking about affirmative action, but I don't quite understand what it is. And what is it? And they told me that the head of human research told me that it was a way of reaching out to people who might not ordinarily apply for jobs with the bank. And I happen to work at, you know, the corporate headquarters for this division of the bank. And I said, well, what does that mean? When I wanted to apply here, I did research. I went to the library and I researched companies that I thought were a good fit, that I would like, that I could contribute to and be successful within, and it would work out well for everybody, me and the company. And she told me that, well, no, we're going to take out ads in magazines that, and newspapers that, you know, other races might.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rich Sheehan, what the Human Research Department did was they decided that affirmative action was the way to go. And they hired a black gal to run the Human Research Department. And she told me that the plan was to reach out to people of various races and see if we could encourage them to apply for positions with the bank. Now, this is something that we hadn't done before. We didn't reach out to people and say, hey, listen, why don't you come work for us? Based on their reading preferences. So we advertised in Ebony magazine and magazines like that. And it kind of bothered me. It kind of bothered me because, you know, I said to her, I don't get it. I really don't get it because when I applied, I did my research to find out where I would be a good fit, where I would like to work and where I could contribute and settle within the organization and everybody would benefit. Why are we reaching out to specific groups of people based on their status? Why don't we let them find us? Why don't we consider candidates who have done the extra effort to find us rather than us do their work for them and find them? But, you know, I wasted my words on that because that's not what we did. We reached out to find people who had no idea who we were. And we tried to hire them. And that's the way it was. That's the way it was. And so hard work, perseverance, studying hard, learning. It wasn't all that was necessary to get that position, to get that interview, to get in the door. We shifted from the best qualified candidate to searching for people who had no idea who we were. Now, I'm not talking about not hiring people, based on their skin color. I'm not talking about that at all. What I am talking about is giving preference to people because of their skin color. I think that equal opportunity is great. I think if someone is better qualified, that person should have the job, not me.
I agree.
Any thoughts?
Well, absolutely, and that's part of.
Did you see anything like that when you were in the pharmaceutical industry?
Well, I've seen it. I see it everywhere. I see it more and more. It's basically you, in order to have a divide and conquer strategy to work, which has been out there for thousands of years, even before the Roman Empire, you have to have chaos. You have to have infighting. But see, what they need to do is to create this separate set of rules, laws, and accountability in order to lower the bars of standards and expectations so they can insult all these different people and all these different groups. But look at what happens to the normalization of America and who gets on the chopping block because of the lowering of bars of standards and expectations and the chaos and the infighting and the race wars and everything else that's going on. This is all by design. This isn't for equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, and prosperity. I mean, it doesn't mean crap. Obama doubled black unemployment. I mean, you heard that, what was that chant that they were saying all through the Trump presidency candidacy? Trump, KKK, no fascist USA. Remember that? Well, guess what? The KKK was invented by the liberal Democrats. Margaret Sanger was one of their leaders, and this is on audio and videotape and transcript that she brought in Planned Parenthood to destroy black America so they couldn't expand their population. This is it's in transcript. You can hear it. You can see it. And see, this is part of the fascism. This is part, you have to divide and conquer, whether it be big corporate America and big government together to control the masses. You lower the bars of standards and expectations, and disaster strikes. It's happened in every country, Ben.
I had a black student, and he just wasn't paying attention in class. And I wanted him to learn, and I wanted him to carry his own weight. And so I went to the administration. They said, look, just don't get the NAACP here. What they meant was just pass him. Just pass him. Move him along. Doesn't matter whether he learns or not. Just don't cause us to make the newspaper. Yeah, it's true. It's true. So what happened? I don't know. I don't know what happened to that young man. But my plan was to get him as educated as I could. But Sheba, thanks so much for being with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.